You're listening to AdLib, a podcast for the advertising nerd in you. Recorded and produced at Push Button Productions in downtown Orlando. Let's see what's in store for you today.
Boys, it's Friday.
Couldn't come soon enough this week.
I kind of felt like this week went through a wormhole, though. It was just really quick.
A little bit.
Brian, you? No?
Wednesday. On Tuesday, I thought it was Wednesday, and I was like, and then when I found out it wasn't, I was like, oh dear God, there's three more days left in this week?
Well, the cows are not coming home, gentlemen. I am sad to announce that Chick-fil-A dropped their agency after 22 years.
That's disappointing. Such a good campaign.
It really is disappointing. We're going to talk about it. They've got new creative. The cows will still be a part of it, but they're shifting. They're shifting their focus completely. So we'll talk about Chick-fil-A and their and we're saying bye-bye to the cows.
We're going to talk about two things that you wouldn't think would go together particularly well. Okay. And it'll make sense a little bit later when we get into it. Ford and Jose Cuervo.
Okay. Excellente. Right. And then I'm going to be doing a battle of the brands-ish kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some stiff competitions this week. We have quite a bit of things to talk about.
Nice.
Weeha.
And we have Brianna.
Oh, Brianna's here.
Hello.
What's the game we're playing?
We caught her in mid beer sip.
We're going to be playing Slogan Jeopardy.
Okay.
And how's your Kona?
Give us a rundown.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's great. So basically, I'm going to be giving you a statement, and you are going to give me the question slogan that responds to it.
Okay.
Well, makes no sense to me, but we'll
see.
Slogans with a question.
We'll get deeper into that as we go. But, yeah.
All that, plus useless commentary and tasteless jokes on AdLib. Here are John, Yash, and Brian.
So this week's episode is brought to you by Kona.
Kona beer.
Kona Fire Rock.
It's, I know you guys make fun of me for my cheap beer that I drink, but I do enjoy this on occasion.
Mm. It's pretty good. I don't think I've had it yet.
And
this is really good.
It'll stick with you too, because when we met the client out last week, and I had two of these at our meeting,
yeah,
I had a buzz for like 2 hours after that.
Mm.
Good beer.
Mm. One life.
It has its benefits.
Is that the secret, Brian?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that their tagline?
One life, right? Don't blow it.
That's Kona's slogan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a great campaign.
It is a great campaign.
It's Friday indeed, fellas.
Yay!
So, yeah, Brian, what's going on this weekend?
You know, I was just thinking. I
and this
absolutely...
week's Our Pathetic Life.
Yeah. Hashtag Our Pathetic Life.
Hashtag Our Pathetic Life.
And it's appropriate that you said that, because I was actually thinking, I have no plans whatsoever. I will probably go to my favorite Sunday breakfast place. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, because those are usually, I always go into those kind of weekends thinking, oh, it's just going to be chill. I'm going to just put my feet up and relax. And those are always the weekends where some insane kind of thing happens. Mm. Just out of sheer boredom or whatever. You're like, why don't I go do something really stupid? And then
there you go.
So I'm sure I will. But believe it or not, I have no specific stupidity planned at this moment.
Yeah, she got a bunch of shit going on.
God, well, it's all things I don't really want to be doing.
Don't make me do stuff.
Yeah, I have to work on the renovation of my kitchen since it got destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So I picked out countertops and cabinets, which it's like stabbed me in the eye. I don't care.
That's what happens when you pee in the cupboard
I stood in the showroom
multiple times
and just said to the lady, I was like, I don't care. Just put it back together.
Yeah.
You've never stood in a store of any kind and said you don't care about what you're purchasing. It's usually just the opposite.
Oh, man. It was so, I don't know. Would you like chocolate or caramel or espresso cabinet? I don't care.
Do you have this in Paisley?
Mochaccino.
I don't care. What kind of hardware would you like? I don't care.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
So I will be dealing with that.
You'll feel better once this is all done, though.
Sure. One thing I am excited about this weekend is, so I've had Disney annual passes. When you live in Orlando, you just have annual passes.
No, I mean, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You're when the you, only one in this room
when you have,
who has annual passes.
When you have eight nephews and nieces, you buy annual passes because it's better. And when you have lots of friends coming with their kids and they all want you to go to the parks with them, you buy an annual pass because it's cheaper than whatever.
Okay. See, I always tell people when you live in Orlando, you avoid the theme parks like the
that's
plague.
That's true, too. So I have never been to Animal Kingdom.
Ever?
Ever once. Huh. And I've had annual passes for almost 4 years.
It's a pretty good roller coaster there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. So the plan is to go tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the whole day, you're going
to
go there?
No, I have to go work on the kitchen. You know, so this, you know, when you have an annual pass, you show up to the theme parks around 1 or 2.
Yeah. When everyone's melting down.
Yeah. And then you hang out for like 3 hours and you have a quick bite and you go home.
Okay.
Because why would you hang out for any longer? It's annoying.
You don't have to pay for parking, right?
You don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to pay to get in. You get discounts everywhere. So yeah, you just show up for a few hours, chill, and go home.
You gonna have some tequila and see if you can do the whole Dr. Doolittle thing?
What's that?
Talk to the animals? You know, just...
What's that?
You know, Dr. Doolittle could talk to... You remember the movie? No? You could talk to the animals, learn the language, whatever the rest of the...
I've never seen that.
You know what would be cool?
Oh, man!
Since we are drinking, I feel like there should be like a Belch prize.
I want to know the rest
Brian's
of the
Brian's gonna
song.
Win!
Well...
It's not fair!
But it can be for different things. It doesn't have to be best Belch.
Chatter with a chimp and chimpanzee.
It could be a longest Belch contest. Okay. So that way you're encouraged to
He's
hold it in.
Still going to win. You don't understand.
What would be a
Brian's,
belching contest
Brian's
that Brian
the
would
fucking
lose?
Fucking master.
What would be a belching contest that Brian would lose?
It's Brian burps after soup.
I do.
Rather consistently and impressively.
Hey, when you have that much garlic, you should enjoy it twice.
Wow, it's like
better to burp and taste it than to fart and waste it.
That's what they say.
I think it's those nasty little crackers that I eat with it. They produce gas somehow. They just sort of decompose. They don't really digest.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's a nice natural way to enter into this next quality segment here.
So the cows are not coming home.
Speaking of gas.
So do you know how long? You want to take a guess at how long they've been using the cows?
Probably 20 years.
Right?
Has it been that long?
Brian?
I like that campaign. It doesn't seem that long to me. I'm going to go with like 10 or 11 or something.
Brianna, you want to guess at how long Chick-fil-A's been using the cows?
Say 25 years.
Ooh, okay. Geez. It's 22 years that they've been.
Wow.
It was 1995 where they first put up the billboard with the cows saying eat more chicken. And actually what happened was Chick-fil-A got a new marketing director.
Yeah.
So you know what happens. All new brooms sweep clean, right?
Yes.
So about a year and a half, he's strung them along and finally cut the cord, you know, and stabbed them with it. And they're taking it away from the Richards Group and going to McCann in New York.
Mm.
Now, what's interesting about this is that they're actually using multiple shops. So they're not just using McCann for everything. So there's
a lot of clients are doing that.
Yeah, so it's like...
Is there a benefit to that?
Sure. Fresh eyes and ears and
yeah, a lot
brains.
Of
new.
It seems like you're paying for a lot of dual...
A lot of money.
Like you're just paying for a lot of things to be duplicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just so you know, Chick-fil-A has more than $6 billion in annual sales worldwide. So,
wow.
Yeah. So what they're going to do is the cows are still a part of the whole thing. That's their slogan or
yep.
their, what's that called? Mascot.
Yeah.
But they're going to pretty much go away from it. They're not going to focus on it so much. And this is what's sad because I immediately feel the pain of the owner, of the agency owner. You know what I mean? When they switch up.
Oh, yeah.
So the agency owner said, it's not very often that a campaign this successful results in an agency being fired. I don't know that there's much precedence for it. It's a little hard to understand, and in many ways, it's the saddest occurrence in my long professional life.
Aw.
I know. So, just so you know, guys, the cows have 34,000 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
So, that'll make your ego hurt a little bit.
Wow.
That's like 2,000 more than me.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting, though. Only 30 of the Richards Group employees actually work on the Chick-fil-A account. They have 734 employees, and only 30 work on the Chick-fil-A. So it's not going to result in massive layoffs or anything.
Unless you're one of those 30, and then it's a massive layoff to you.
Yeah. You'll just go to McCann.
Right.
So then they asked them if they're going to keep the Eat More Chicken tagline, and what the new agency said is that they're going to bring the tag to life. So
oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
What that means. And
I'm making the jerk off motion. Since I can't.
Oh, I thought that was just your usual
no.
thing.
No.
That's actually a yoga move too, interestingly.
Oh, is it?
Chick-fil-A's system-wide sales jumped 8.8% to $6.29 billion last year, while KFC's system-wide sales rose 1.8% to $4 billion. So Chick-fil-A is dominating the chicken
product.
Market.
God, I love KFC though.
So really? they're gonna focus on chicken for breakfast. Like that's the whole
right.
new thing.
Oh, the chicken biscuits.
So
insane.
I want you guys to take a guess.
Hmm.
You too, Brianna.
Buy that chicken from Popeye's.
What percentage of people know that Chick-fil-A serves breakfast?
I would think most people.
I didn't know they served breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I only know because of the chicken biscuit.
So you know. Brianna, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Only 5% of people know that Chick-fil-A serves breakfast.
Well, it's interesting because if you look at McDonald's core business model, I mean, they sell more Egg McMuffins than anything else. Well, and then they've expanded their breakfast menu into all day.
And they've had a little bit of a resurgence recently now that they're offering Egg McMuffins, well, or a limited breakfast menu 24 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
It's actually done them a lot of good.
And if you think it's their most profitable sandwich because it's egg and...
Nothing in a McDonald's sandwich costs very much.
And yeah, some slab of something that might once have been an animal.
Resembles an egg. So the new thing is chicken for breakfast. It's not as crazy as you think. And they're taking historical characters and putting them in TV spots. And it's like Beethoven saying, you know, people thought I was crazy when I lost my hearing and I composed the greatest symphony on the planet. They also thought I was crazy when I wanted chicken for breakfast. So they're kind of reframing everyone's thought process. Because they said people don't wake up in the morning and think, I want chicken for breakfast. So they're, you know. They're trying to, you know, just entrench it into your brain.
So they got to use Van Gogh, too, right? He was so crazy he cut his own ear off. And
people thought I was crazy when I cut my fucking ear off.
Right. I went to Chick-fil-A.
They're going to use...
And I painted this fucking whatever.
Amelia Earhart, Alexander Graham Bell, Beethoven, Michelangelo, Susan B. Anthony, and Thomas Edison.
No Van Gogh?
Did you just burp in there?
That was awesome.
Yeah, did you turn the mic on to
burp?
No,
I didn't.
Here's something interesting. Breakfast sales at certain Chick-fil-A places are as low as a few $100s and up to $10,000 at some. So they're trying to level that out, obviously, across locations.
That's a good
idea. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's sad because, you know, we've seen the cows for 20-plus years, but... You know, all good things, right?
I kind of feel bad for the Richards group.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Like, fuck McCann. They've got enough business.
I feel bad for the cows.
So
well, I guess they'll still be doing their thing.
I don't know what other accounts the Richards group has. But
They have Frank's Red Hot, I think.
Yeah.
I put that shit on everything. I'm pretty sure that's them.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe they'll go back to Richards group after a few years.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, just want some fresh ideas.
I mean, you have to know when you get a new marketing director... Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and then the next one that comes in will say, that guy fucked it all up. We got to go back to the Richards group.
We got to go back to the Richards group.
Yeah. Our sales dipped, and it was had to be there.
Well, that'll be interesting to see if sales do dip or if they go up or if they level out or what.
The new creative is really good. I mean—
You thought it was okay? I thought it was okay.
No, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was good execution. I thought it was well done. I thought the writing was on point. You know, not to say I like the cows. I do like the cows, but I thought it was good.
So on a quick side note about Chick-fil-A— Have you guys ever gone to one in Georgia?
No.
I haven't been to one in 20 years, probably.
Really? Since the cows debut?
Yeah.
If you go to a Chick-fil-A in Georgia, it is a revolutionary experience. They are so nice. They are so efficient. It is the craziest thing. Like, even though they're pretty efficient, they're pretty solid here in Florida. But, like, Georgia, that's where they, you know, started. It was in Georgia. But, like, I went to, like, two when I went on vacation last month. Right. And I'm telling you, man, like, you walk up, and they're so nice and friendly. They talk to you, and then, like, someone comes out, gets your name, you go sit down, they bring it out to you, and, like, within 10 minutes, someone comes out and takes it from you. Like, everything is clean. It was just really shocking to me.
I love a Zaxby's.
Zaxby's?
Oh,
Zaxby's is good. Yeah.
Zaxby's is so good.
But Chick-fil-A is a lot cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean,
Zaxby's, you're going to run like $6-7 per meal.
But the only time I ever crave Chick-fil-A is on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Every fucking time I want a chicken biscuit for breakfast, it's a Sunday.
After a couple of whiskeys on Saturday night?
That's because you're self-loathing. You've trained your subconscious just to piss you off all the time. All right, that's it. We'll see how that goes.
Brian?
Ford?
Fuck them.
They're awesome.
And Jose Cuervo.
Okay.
What do you think they have in common? I have a couple of questions for you. All right, let me give you a hint.
Both make you throw up.
Let me give you... That's true. Do you want to guess how many pounds of plastic are in a typical automobile?
Ooh.
150.
More than that. I'm going to say...
A car weighs what? About a ton?
I'm going to say 1,000.
It's not that much. 400 pounds of plastic in, okay. in a typical car.
I was closest without going over.
All right.
So I win.
So get this. So Ford is working with... Now, people may not know that Ford has actually done this before. They've used recycled materials. They've gone out of their way to use recycled materials in certain models of cars. They used recycled plastic bottles in the fabric of the Escape Hybrid in 2008. They've used other various things along the way. And somehow, this idea dawned on them. There is a some sort of byproduct when you make tequila out of agave plants.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of byproduct that you could develop bioplastics that could be used in interior components of cars. And Ford is working with Jose Cuervo to figure this stuff out.
Wow. Who figured that out?
So, I don't know. And now, so here's a quote from somebody, Debbie Malewski. Sorry, somebody at Ford saying, at Ford, we aim to reduce our impact on the environment.
Bullshit.
So I think this is kind of a cool thing, right? It's a cool partnership. But here's my question.
So the next Ford Mustang will only come in a V2 because well, they want to reduce their impact.
So check this out, though. Other sustainable materials that Ford is researching include soy foam, castor oil, wheat straw, KNAF fiber, whatever the hell that is, cellulose, wood, coconut fiber, and rice hulls.
Coconut fiber?
They found that on Oak Island.
They found that in the money pit.
So, but here's my question. Are you, because I try to be a little bit earth and environment conscious and stuff like that. Does, if somebody advertises this, if you know somebody sort of consciously, you know, some brand has this as part of their image, does that affect you? Does that make you change your purchasing habits? Would you say, hey, well, I know you wouldn't buy a Ford, but I mean.
I would. I have.
Does that work? Does that have any impact on you or whatever?
No.
Or do you just go, oh, that's cool, and then you go on and buy whatever the hell else you were going
to
buy?
I want to just take this back to the whole Sprint thing. And it's basically, it sheds the brand in a positive light or gets the brand in a conversation. You know what I mean? So, like, you look at the Ford thing and you go, oh, that's really cool that they're doing that. Next.
First thing I wonder is how long is that product going to last? If you're telling me my seat is made out of coconut fiber or whatever the fuck, the first thing I'm going to say is, great. So I get to experiment some new seat material that in 2 years is going to have to be replaced because it's all ripped up.
So what you're saying is you want to wait 5 years and then buy the shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all about whether or not it looks and feels good.
Apparently, obviously they have a fair amount of experience with this, and I can only assume that they would do a fair amount of research before they actually start making stuff that they put on the market. But
oh, sure.
It's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be more inclined to buy a Ford product. I do drink Jose Cuervo on occasion.
Can you drink Jose and then drive the car?
Sure.
All right. Cool.
Well, you have to wait till you get one of those driverless Google, whatever the hell, those things.
That's fascinating. I wonder what kind of other innovations we can expect to see in the automotive industry then, based on tequila byproducts.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's pretty neat. But, I mean, I think that's just the way things are going to have to go from now on. You know?
Well, yeah, we only have so much planet to fuck up, and we fucked up a pretty good amount of it so far.
We have the floating river or the floating trash island.
The island.
The Pacific.
There's got to be someone out there to be able to turn that into a water fun
There's
park
like some
or something.
Kid. Yeah. There's some kid who's figuring out how to collect all of it.
Make a theme park the size of Alaska that's just like all this plastic crap.
I've always said, like, as much as, like, you know, as humans find a way to fuck each other somehow, there's always going to be somebody who finds a way to make money to reverse it. There's always that.
See, so, like, also Donald Trump.
Well, like ID Stronghold, right? So, like, the new form of identity theft is waving a wand and stealing your shit.
Right.
So this guy has found a way to make money defending against that. So there's always a yin and yang to this, I feel. So.
Yeah.
Let's hope it happens before everything goes poof.
It will eventually anyway. Wow, that was super Eeyore. That was super Eeyore of me.
You're just looking to transition is all, and I respect that.
That's true. I'm thinking about the next thing.
You're on to the next thing.
On to the next one, which is...
Onward and Downward.
Our Battle of the Brands.
Ooh. Ding, 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 ding.
Did we just... I'm sorry. Does that have a sound effect? I can't even speak anymore.
I don't know. I kind of want to make a little segment, audio logos or something. I feel like we should do that sometime. So today's Battle of the Brands, they're like, this is, I took the most lenient definition of what a brand is here and have applied it. So the first one I have is, iPhone. The iPhone is coming out. Apparently, iPhone 7 will apparently be coming out in September, rumor has it.
So how long has the 6 been around?
Oh, we got ours, what, like almost 2 years ago?
Okay.
So the iPhone
just
7...
Just long enough to rape everyone as much as possible for $600 and then
including China.
Including China.
Yeah.
China. So the new iPhone 7 is coming out. So the battle is iPhone 7 versus iPhone 7 Plus versus iPhone 7 Pro.
Ooh. I'm a pro.
All right.
Oh, really?
The iPhone 7 is much like the iPhone 6. The iPhone 7 Plus is the phablet, the big one. And the iPhone 7 Pro is a new line that they're introducing that has apparently upgraded features for professionals. It's got like dual cameras on the back.
Professional what?
I don't know. But the new
Porn
iPhone
star.
The new iPhone 7 will not have a headphone jack.
There's a big winner, Brian.
The iPhone 7 Plus, or the iPhone 7, will not have a headphone jack. It will be Bluetooth.
Okay.
I think that's just going to deter a lot of people. Like,
that's the Pro?
No, that's all of them. All of them. But so I guess my question on this first battle of the brand is phablet or regular telephone?
I mean, I'm going whatever fits in my pocket nicely.
Yeah. I go regular telephone. I like to lag behind in technology. Because it's much
cheaper
that way.
Brian's still got his Motorola Razr.
My flip phone works great.
You know, I mean, just think about how many people have cars that don't have Bluetooth capabilities.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to your podcast or your music, you have to plug it in somehow manually.
It's so interesting, like, the evolution of cell phone sizes. Because back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was all about everybody had everybody had the Nokia. Remember that Nokia? Everybody had the same stupid Nokia phone. And then they got so teeny tiny. They just, they got like comically teeny tiny.
They made fun of it in Zoolander. Yeah.
And that's annoying because you can't see anything on the screen.
Right. Well, and then the screens weren't in color yet. They were still that green, glowy green weirdness.
And if you want to show someone a picture, it's like, here's this thing the size of a postage stamp. You can hit.
But then it was
great.
Like all of a sudden, like, we've got tablets in our pockets. They're huge. I feel like there's got to be a middle ground.
Never.
We have to come back, right?
Never.
I can abide by this phablet.
I told you about my friend out in Titusville that just got a new phone.
What's that?
And he got one of those like giant new phone. He was really pissed off. He was always fighting with his old phone, but he got one of those giant, I don't know what the hell it was. But I mean, the pictures look great. He's scrolling
Samsung
through,
probably.
He's showing me whatever. But like he whips it out and I'm like, dude, that's not a phone. That's a drive-in movie. What the hell? It's like, you know.
I think eventually they'll just go to holograms.
Yeah.
Right? Tiny phone, hit a button and like a little screen will pop up or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, Brianna, you're up.
All right. So we are going to be playing Slogan Jeopardy.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
So you can understand better what we're
Please
doing.
Please do, because I'm fucking confused.
So I'm going to say a statement.
Plus it's Friday.
I'm going to say a statement. For example.
A statement.
No, guess I can't have any cereal for breakfast. And then you would respond, got milk.
This is going to be very difficult.
Oh.
Oh, I'm gonna give you a very...
The wife didn't go shopping again.
So you have to respond with a slogan that asks a question, basically.
Okay.
And there aren't very many question slogans, so that's kind of in your favor.
So this is brands that have a question as a slogan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like we need like a little bell or something that we can like hit because.
Ding! Can't we just go like that?
Yeah. But I'm just gonna download a bell.
And you know, if you guys are struggling, I can give you a hint. You can always ask for a hint.
Oh, do you have
We're gonna need them.
Do you have pre-made hints?
No, but it'll be easy for me to come up with a hint.
Okay, excellent.
All right. So I'm going to start off with an easy one.
Number one.
All right. No, you're breaking up. I'm going through a tunnel.
Can you hear me now?
You got it.
That was my bell.
You're a little late on that one.
What a ding dong.
All right, next one. It's definitely not at Chick-fil-A.
Where's the beef? Wendy's.
You got it.
Damn it.
Jeez. Nice.
2-0.
You didn't play with your ding-a-ling.
I did. You couldn't
hear. Quit playing with your dinging.
We'll put them in post.
All right, next one.
Where's the beef?
$4, an expired coupon, and an ancient Blockbuster rewards card.
$4. Say it again.
$4, an expired coupon, and an ancient Blockbuster rewards card.
Oh, I got it. What's in your wallet?
You got it.
Jeez.
Josh rocks at this.
I'm really good at this.
And you're the one that did it.
I was the one complaining. Okay.
God damn it.
All right, next one.
It's no fun when he wins.
I have not won a single game this in all 11 episodes.
That's why the podcast is still going.
I'm just waiting to win one. This will be the last episode.
Well, we've canceled this fucking thing.
All right, next one.
Uh-huh.
Jake and his stupid khakis. He never lifts a finger for me.
One more time?
Jake and his stupid khakis. He never lifts a finger for me.
You're in good hands with Allstate?
Are you in good hands?
Are you in good hands?
Are you in good hands? Ah!
You got it.
All right. I got the point on that one.
It was a bit of a stretch.
It was a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
I'm taking it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Still winning.
Hey, I won the last couple of games.
You are still winning.
All right. I would run around in the snow naked and fight a polar bear for one of these.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
You got it. Yeah.
Did you guys know that? I feel like you knew that.
I was thinking Coke
because of the polar bears.
But did you know that?
I was going to get there eventually. I'm a little, you know, it's Friday.
Well, I heard polar bear.
Malted hops.
You know, can we talk about Klondike bars for a second?
I just heard naked
they're
and I got distracted.
Klondike bars are not...
They're not that good.
It's like a bad... It's like a poor man's ice cream sandwich.
I'll take a Snickers ice cream bar over a Klondike all day.
I would never get one voluntarily. If one is given to me, I would probably consume it and not really enjoy it that much.
No, it's not that good.
No, it was probably great when it came out 40 years ago, but it's not... It's just, you know...
I don't...
We've moved on, Klondike.
I don't like... The crispy chocolate crunchy shell thing. I mean, I get why you have to have it in there to contain the ice cream.
Did you have a bad experience?
No. I'm not a chocolate
Talk to
fan.
Us about what happened
not
with,
a chocolate
the, with the chocolate shell.
I'm not a chocolate
It's okay.
Fan. Where did,
do you remember?
Where did the
there's a couch
shell
right over there. Lay down and tell us about you.
Where did, what was it, the magic shell ice, the magic shell chocolate? Did you guys ever have that where you poured the chocolate and then turned it into a shell on your ice cream at home?
No.
Did you ever try that?
Yeah, I've had that.
You've had
it's
that?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, it freaked me out.
Yeah?
Freaked me right out.
You know what freaked me out? You remember when Heinz a long time ago came out with purple
green
and
ketchup.
Green ketchup? Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
Oh, so now that would be cool.
Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, that was weird too.
It's 4-1. Now that I'm kicking everybody's ass, let's get over.
Brian didn't get one?
So no, I only have one more.
Oh, crap. Son of a bitch.
That means he wins no matter what we do.
Double or nothing.
All right. Yeah.
You can always change the convention.
And
rules.
Yash loses a point just because.
All right, so science has proven it takes 364 licks.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, take it.
I don't know.
Seriously? Read it to him again.
Mr. Owl.
Science has proven it takes 364 licks.
Mr. Owl.
Come on, Mr. Owl.
How many licks
does it take to get...
The center.
The Tootsie Roll center.
Oh, no.
Of a Tootsie Pop.
That would not have registered to me
One,
at all.
A two, a three.
No.
A three.
See, you know where my...
Oh, we know where your brain went.
My rotten old brain went to Timex, first of all.
Oh.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Oh,
but,
I can see that.
But that's not a question. So that just led me down some totally wrong path that I got lost on. I didn't leave the mental breadcrumbs for myself to get back.
What was the old...
Plus, I haven't seen a Tootsie Roll commercial in many, many years, as far as I know.
Well, that commercial's from the 80s.
Well, that is many, many years at this point.
Yeah. What's the tape cassette company that used to have the guy that would
Maxell?
Sit in the chair? Yeah, what was their slogan?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Did they have a slogan?
I thought they did.
Do you remember when The Simpsons did the parody
Simpsons?
Of it?
No, but I did hear Do the Bartman the other day on 90s on 9.
Fucking A.
On Sirius XM.
That's awesome.
They played Do the fucking Bartman. And the whole time I was listening, I was thinking, this is like a 40-year-old woman rapping.
She was like probably 30 or so.
Yeah, maybe at that point. God, could you imagine having that deal? 30 years old. You're the voice of Bart Simpson.
You are set for life.
Set for life.
Well, I know the guy that did Homer was he basically found a way to negotiate his salary where it was like at least $1 million an episode.
You know, and now I guarantee you that entire episode probably takes all the voice actors an hour to record.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Is this still on?
Yeah. It's still going.
That's craziness.
25, almost 30 years.
There's videos on YouTube of them, like behind the scenes videos that are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just them rolling through Seth and, you know, of course they're worth watching because of,
You talking about Family Guy?
I mean, yeah.
Matt Groening.
Family Guy.
Groening.
Whatever. But I assume there's got to be ones for The Simpsons too, right?
I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because the voice of Bart is a lady, right?
Yeah.
I forget her name.
Yeah. I forget her name too.
That's fascinating.
Well, gentlemen.
Oh, my God, no.
I guess we have to chug our beers now.
Mine's done.
Mine's gone.
What the fuck?
Brianna, is yours gone?
Halfway.
I'm going to go get another one. It's in our farm sink.
Yeah.
It's sitting on ice. So
we're done. We're going to, it's 4:30 on a Friday. We're going to go get drunk.
It's 4 o'clock and I'm going home.
And yeah. So have a great weekend. You can find us on adlibpodcast.com.
In theory.
At adlibpodcast on Twitter. What else? At Oh My Yosh, at Rock Solid Bwok, at John Ruff. Brianna, what's your...
Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
You gotta pick your battles, right?
What's your Instagram? Yeah.
My Instagram is at Anna K. Pollard.
There you go. Get ready
Anna?
For thousands of listeners.
I went by Anna
followers.
For a while, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You did?
Kind of look like an Anna.
Yeah, thanks. I think.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Proof.
You've just wasted part of your day listening to this nonsense. AdLib is recorded and produced at Push Button Productions in downtown Orlando. Visit pushbuttonproductions.com. Sign up for the RSS feed and come back for more next week.